What are your dreams now? And I guess that means as opposed to my dreams then or all the time prior to now. The odd thing about being an actor is that you have to be a dreamer as well. You dream up everything. You dream all the time. You dream up the entire emotional lives of the characters that you play, what gave rise to them. You dream up what their dreams are. You dream big because dreaming is a huge part of the work that you do, or the play that you do. My dreams are the same as they have always been for as long as I can remember them being anything that wasn't some whimsical child's fantasy. Although, whimsical child's fantasies are perfectly legitimate things for artists to dream. I had lots of those as I was growing up. But from the time I began to act, began to create theater, began to realize that I was, in some form or another, an artist that could make beautiful things and give them to the world. I can't remember wanting to do anything but dream about being able to build that body of beautiful things that I made, expand it, diversify it, hand it to a waiting world that would look for and appreciate it. All of that is a dream. It is not based on any reality that we know. Some dreams come true. But trying to give one's art to the world has never been easy. While beautiful things for their own sake are something of which the human animal in the world is in desperate need, it is a nourishment that he often has little awareness that he needs as desperately as he does. The world does not always want the gift of an artist's art. And when it does want it, it is often not for the beauty of the art itself, but for some other status it has achieved as currency in a culture that holds money more important than most anything else. More often, artists worldwide are giving birth to their works for the immediate benefit of no one. No one is watching, no one is listening. The dream, one dream, of the artist is for the world to be grateful for their work. The Danish author Itzhak Denison wrote, "Through all the world, there goes one long cry from the heart of the artist. Give me a chance to do my best." Being thwarted in the attempts to have one's art accepted with gratitude does not stop one dreaming. It's just what an artist does. One dreams on. I wanted to make all kinds of art. I have. I do. But mostly I wanted to act on stages around the country and perhaps the world, to explore a great diverse breadth of roles, to play all of Shakespeare's young warriors. I wanted to direct grand, sprawling productions of the plays of Shakespeare that most moved me. I wanted to write important works for the stage and perhaps the screen. And I wanted to be paid for it, paid adequately enough to call it such a living as to normalize an artist's life a little bit, to support pets and perhaps a partner, a home. Those too are beautiful things that require creativity to be made well, with art. I wanted to be paid well enough to do those things without that life being about the constant concern for how something that was not the art was going to support it. Dreaming big dreams, like acting, making art, like choosing any difficult path, are acts of bravery. My dream was to make beautiful things that made money, that supported the making of more beautiful things. It was and is that tragically simple. The second part of the question was, where would I like to see myself in 5 years? I would like to see myself making beautiful things that make money, that support the making of more beautiful things. Could anything be more honest? Wish me luck.